Good morning, everybody. Today is Friday, May 12th, 2017. And this says, before the first cup of chills here on UCY.TV, happy Friday, everyone. It is a pretty pleasant 52 degrees and really overcast. That's okay. It's not snowing here in upstate New York. So where do we leave off yesterday? We titled the show Google, DARPA, and two of our best friends, microbiome, mental health, and precision medicine. And we looked at a whole bunch of disturbing things, looking at gut bacteria and how Google wants to learn and get into your head and be a part of your mental health. DARPA wants to be able to cure PTSD. And now they're talking about using Lactobacillus reuteri to do that. But we found that the vagus nerve creates a direct connect between your gut and your brain, and your gut bacteria can directly influence not only your moods, but also your brain chemicals, whether or not you're aggressive or you're happy or you're sad. Or you love people, or you hate people. Now add to that, we got good old Tommy Insel, who left the National Institute of Mental Health, became part of Project Verily at Google, and we have Google finding out ways that they can diagnose mental disease with the sound of your voice from a cell phone app. And even better yet, now we find out that that Berkeley professor, I don't remember his name, Patterson maybe, I think that was his last name, came out of retirement. He was teaching at Berkeley for 40 years. He retired last year. And Google has gotten him to come out of retirement. He's taught computer architecture. And I read he actually was very instrumental in the RISC-based chip, which was the reduced instruction set computer versus the CISC complex instruction set. Intel uses an example of a CISC processor. It's big, bloated. The original Motorola Apple, old school Apple processors were an example of RISC, reduced instruction set. It meant it went way faster, even though the megahertz was lower, because it had a slim, trim set of instructions that made it move real snappy. Unlike Intel and using Microsoft software, is very big and bloated. But Patterson, the guy that Google just got to come out of retirement from Berkeley, was extremely instrumental in the development of RISC technologies. So I thought that was quite impressive, especially since they are asking him to come out of retirement to help them double their CPU power without having to double their data center. And that would be through that new TPU chip. It's going to be twice as fast as anything that's out there right now. And of course, they say that they want to use it for their voice processing. Wink. Of course, it's for translation. But we found out a long time ago, we already exposed the Googles and the Microsofts of the world talking about their supercomputing being used for translation. But it's right in conjunction with how they are diagnosing disease and running profiles on every single one of us, psychologically speaking, just by the sound of our voice. So add that down to the Neurological Surveillance Center that they had made part of the law for the 21st Century Cures Act. And you will absolutely see that that panopticon of the medical establishment is marching forward. And even the sound of our voice is going to put us in a little cage somewhere if we're not careful. So how frightening is that? But now add to that, this microbiota, microbiome, gut bacteria, and it can be put in anything. I said caution, where your gut bacteria comes from. Because there is a big push right now. You're starting to see, and this isn't going to be my topic du jour, but I will just mention this briefly for your own research. There is a push right now for all of this mainstreamish food, mainstream labels, so it's not, you know, Organic Valley or anything anymore. And if there really is an Organic Valley, I just made that up. But it's not like the off-brand names of the small little organic farms that are saying, oh, with fresh probiotics. Now we're talking about large corporations that have lots of different diversified food units or whatever, like a, you know, a national, international brand. Not naming any names at all, but you'll see it. And you'll start noticing at the grocery store it says, now with probiotics. Now we're way healthier because we have probiotics. We started to look into, back in February when I first ran across this on a box of tea, my first thought was, what? Probiotics and tea? Hey, maybe I should get some tea and it'll be an easy way to get my probiotics. And I actually bought the tea. So I had a lemon. A ginger lemon, I think. I was like, ooh, and I'll get my anti-inflammatories and my liver cleanse and everything. How wonderful is that? And I get it home, and I'm looking at the box. And actually, I got it home, and it sat for a while in the corner. It was later at night after everything was quiet. I was like, you know what? I'm going to have my cup of tea. I love to have a cup of tea at night. It's just all real mellow. It gets me all chilled out. My days are always just so hectic. My brain just needs a rest. So I'm going to make my tea. I even had the water boiling. And I sat down to read the box and I had to get my bifocals because it's real small. You know how, like, after you're over 40, everything just gets kind of fuzzy when you're trying to read anything little. And I plugged in the name of the stuff that they said was in there as the probiotic. And what was interesting is that I couldn't find a lot of technical information. Now, the stuff they had in this tea was like a registered trademark. And then it was something else that I've warned you before. Anytime there's a copyright symbol or a TM next to some sort of chemical in a food or a vitamin, pay attention to that. Because that means someone put a patent on it. And if they put a patent on it, I mean, I guess maybe they could have patented like how they got there. But a lot of times, when they put a patent on it, it means they flipped a few switches and mixed some crazy shit up in a petri dish and did something to it to be able to get a patent on it. But as I started digging in, I found that I couldn't find tons of information. I could find, of course, company information talking about this probiotic in the tea. But I really couldn't find a lot of independent studies or any type of like researchers who had done 10 million tons of research on this bacteria to show all the benefits and all the mouse tests they did. There was nothing like that out there. And so I finally got a name of the exact bacteria that they're using, and it's a bacillus. Not to be mistaken with a lactobacillus, because they used to think they were part of the same family. They are not. Bacillus is a whole separate family, and that part of that family includes anthrax. And anthrax is another type of bacteria, like this bacteria that they seem to be using in a lot of this commercialized food, that is a spore. It's not an actual bacteria. It's a spore, like a fungus, meaning that it can last for millions of years and not die in any type of inhospitable conditions such as extreme hot or extreme cold like regular bacteria would, because it's protected by being a spore. Not until it's been activated does it come alive, but it's got this protective coating. And so that was my next question when I started reading about this tea. I was like, wait a minute, how is this bacteria, since when I get my probiotics, I got to put them in the refrigerator. You got to keep them cold. You got to keep them healthy. They can't be too hot or too cold, though. And my thought was, how are we pouring boiling water on top of that gut bacteria in a tea, or cooking it in your French fries or whatever the hell else they're going to fortify with quote unquote probiotics? and not have it die. Well, that's how I found out about those spores. But what's even more interesting is I caught a little statement when I was reading like the FAQs that it said something like, and I don't remember the exact wording, and honestly, this isn't what I was even going to talk about today, but one of my listeners, Camille, thanks Camille, sent me a video with somebody who, I don't know if she was a CEO or whatever, or if she was just a salesperson for some of these probiotic products. And this woman was just so full of herself and her whole line of what she was trying to sell people. But one of the things I had read in the FAQs about this Bacillus bacteria that is a spore is that it physically reseeds your gut flora. Like when you take regular probiotics, you know, they're living organisms and a lot of it's going to die and you can kill a lot of it. I mean, we talked about that. Anytime you have anything that has some glyphosate residual, remember Dr. Huber said glyphosate is a potent antibiotic. Anytime you have to take antibiotics, I mean, I'm sure there's lots of other things. Anytime you get bad bacteria, they can take over. So you do want to keep a healthy balance, but you got to keep replenishing those good bacteria. Well, this stuff, this Bacillus bacteria, actually reseeds your gut. And once it starts to grow, it produces, quote unquote, antibiotics. And that woman in the video that Camille sent me said it produced 25 different antibiotics within your body. So what is this, like an extermination bacteria? I mean, it's physically replacing. It's going to kill, I would assume. She's like, oh, it'll protect against any pathogen. And we can produce 25 bacteria in your gut, or 25 antibiotics in your gut. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. First of all, who's defining what's a pathogen? Second of all, I don't know enough about these spores. This is like a real strange type of gut bacteria, never before seen, used in humans. I mean, maybe they did at some point, but I couldn't find much in the way of any type of research as compared to standard lactobacillus and lactoruteri and some of these other bifidobacteria, some of this other stuff that we already know is beneficial for us. Plus, we know that the DOD, specifically DARPA, has been working on this microbiota thing for a while. And this is the piece that went together last night when I was looking at Camille's stuff, is that who did we cover that had a major issue where they shipped out like 375 shipments all across the globe for research purposes, of course, of anthrax? Oh, wait, the DOD and the CDC, if you guys remember, they also had an issue. But the DOD had thought that they killed that anthrax, which happens to be another Bacillus bacteria that is in a spore. They thought they killed it using x-rays, because x-rays are the only way you can kill that shit. And it didn't kill it. So they shipped all this live anthrax across the globe thinking that it was dead because they x-rayed it. So now let's put a little bit of disbelief here and do some hypotheticals. If these are from the same family of bacterias, and I'm not going to say it's like dangerous like anthrax, but I'm going to say it's at least the same sort of family using a spore versus being a bacteria. But is a spore just like anthrax? They're both the same sort of different types of bacteria. But if you can't even kill anthrax by irradiating it at a DOD facility, and we're talking about putting spore probiotics, and it's a bacillus, so it sounds innocuous because everyone's like, oh, yeah, lactobacillus. No, different family. It is. They used to think it was same family. No, totally different. It is a spore. Totally different. Own own branch there, the tree of life. And you put this into your gut and it physically wipes out all your other bacteria like an invader, ding, and replaces it, reseeds it, as they call it, with itself. Let's just draw now a little dotted line to where Jules' little zippity-zap brain connecting dots is going. DARPA is pretty sneaky. And they're bringing down this military-industrial complex and tying it all in to healthcare and getting healthy. Right. And now we're putting it in all these commercial products. And, of course, these people who don't pay attention just go, oh, good, probiotics, yay. I read about that once somewhere on TV. They're going to buy it. They don't know any different. And sure, maybe they tweak something and they say it's not genetically modified. That's the other thing that caught me, is that all over where they have this new spore bacteria probiotic in all these commercial foods, all over I'm seeing that it got the non-GMO stamp right away, and it got the, you know, sustainable whatever right away. Oh, it's so happy. Everybody approved it. Look how wonderful it is. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. You know what, guys? Anytime somebody is like so overzealous for something at all, you know, I grew up, my grandmother had a bar, you know, guys are gambling, playing cards for years, whatever. I mean, I've seen the other side of society since I was a little kid. And anytime someone's saying, hey, little Johnny, come have a piece of candy here around here around the back corner, you know better. You know better. Back up and take a good look at the situation and try to assess what potentially could be going on here. So I'm just going to say, I don't have enough evidence for anything yet. I really want to start digging into this. I probably should tip off a few people a little smarter than me. Maybe we'll get Clint or Patrick to take a look at some of this stuff, because I don't know if they've actually even been aware of this stuff. Maybe even April. Have them take a look at what I'm talking about. I'm going to show them what I found and show them how strange it is, and then show them how wonderful everyone's trying to spin this. Take it, take it, take it. It's in all of your Cheetos. Look, we got all these Cheetos now. No, I don't know. But, I mean, that's what it's going to come down to. When all in the end, it's actually some sort of evil plan to get this recolonizing spore bacteria that once it's in you, you can't get rid of it. Not even with x-rays, we've seen with anthrax. And that has a direct effect on your mental state. And look, we found out with that Ruteroy, you know, we could combat PTSD. You don't get stressful anymore. You're not afraid. And you love everyone and trust them. And there's a lot that they can do through your gut. So I'm just saying, I don't have all the research. Like, I've dug down a couple holes, and this is one of those moments where I told you, if you start reading something and your eyebrow goes, huh? Pay attention to that, because that little gut feeling and that little eyebrow, involuntary eyebrow raise, actually means something. You just got to listen to it. But there's something odd about that whole new bacillus. And I mean, it's not even new. This bacteria they found, I just saw recently, there was a story too, and God, now that I'm talking about these, I'm going to have to go find all these old links. But I had researched this long before, months ago. There was a story that came out of Carlsbad Cavern, which of course is right where the WIP facility is, where they're putting all that, the most radioactive waste on Earth. Yeah, we're burying it down there in the salt caverns. But they found the same exact bacteria embedded in the salt in those caverns. I don't know if it was radioactive or not, or if it was near the radioactivity, but I was like, oh, yes, but they have all the Manhattan Project waste down there, too. And it was millions of years old, and it was still alive. Because spores, like I said, they are protected, and they can live for a very long time. No food, no water, no anything, while they are dormant. So just be a caution to you. I don't trust them at all. And like I said, we've been following all of this very closely. Microbiome has been a big component of all of this brain research and everything else. Mental health, precision medicine. This is all a part of it. And DARPA being so far up to their elbows in researching this stuff, and now they actually are starting clinical trials and everything on veterans, no less, makes me beyond suspicious. So I don't know, maybe we'll pick that one up another day, but homework assignment for all you guys, look into it. Let me know if you find anything else that's really kind of freaky. Let me know too. Like, I mean, I know that they're saying, oh, this is naturally occurring and blah, 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 this bacillus, and sure, it's naturally occurring. But what has been done to it? Just because you maybe don't flip a few switches in a dish, you can make hybrids. You know, hybridization is not considered genetically modified, where you could take two plants, or I don't know, in this case, two bacteria, and cross them together just by naturally doing it. So, I mean, they could add two different types in a petri dish growing next to each other, hoping they'd reproduce. And then they took the offspring. You know, I don't know, but there isn't enough out there. I dug and dug, and I wasn't able to come up with a lot of real research or anything about that bacteria. And that's what frightens me, is that lack of, like, where is it? Why aren't there 1,000 studies on it to say how amazing it is to try and sell it to you? You know, the lack of information is what is scary to me. All right, so let's continue on here. So we've been talking about all this stuff, and now the way it's going to affect the brain, and now we got the Department of Defense, like I said, who's working with Lactobacillus reuteri, and that's not a bad one, actually. I said I ordered some of that for myself. I sure hope it gets here soon. This is probably last week. That really will help you with trying to have better social relationships, trying to tamp a little bit down on being excited, fear, stress. I need that here. I think we all need that just a little bit. Just take the edge off. Maybe if you add a little bit of B complex to it. B complex are my happy pills. Somebody asked me once in one of my in the notes of one of my shows, and I want to apologize. My life is just, every minute of my day is like is being pulled in another direction. And so I get as much done as I can until I'm dragged off somewhere else. And then 5 minutes later, dragged another direction. But I try so hard. So somebody asked me what longevity medicine. We found out Kurzweil was taking like 125 or 150. And then I saw something about 300. Like the numbers always change. How many supplements he's taking right now to stay young and live forever. There are a lot of different things, but then they also asked, I don't know what I take, and not that that's important, but one of the things I do take is my B complex. I discovered B complex. It seriously is a happy pill. I had my friends way back when, Bob, I love Bob, but Bob was like the most miserable person I've ever met on the planet, Bob. But Bob taught me just about everything I know about, at least in the beginning, when I first started in networking and network engineering. Bob and I used to, we would like do diagrams and drawings, and Bob would just, he'd always just answer things in single words. But he was fun, though. If you get him talking, get a few beers around, Bob was a good time. But Bob, one of the things when I first discovered the B vitamins, I was like, Bob, man, you got to check these out. I know, it's like you always have a little gray cloud hanging over your head, but this like gets that cloud and makes it a sunny day. And he became one of my guinea pigs. I use my friends as guinea pigs and family. But it's good. I always test it on myself first. But he agreed with me. Like he couldn't even believe the difference in his day. Like you could just literally, instead of everything being so horrible and so crappy and just being so negative about everything, it just gave it a little bit of sunshine and turned that gray, that upside down smile, that frown to a smile, whatever that is, turn that frown upside down. That's what it's the expression. So I don't know, anybody having issues with just feeling blah or not finding joy in things you used to find joy in, probably a first step. Instead of running off to a doctor and telling them that you need some sort of psychotropic medication, would be check out, this is just my experimentation on myself, check out B complex. I would also check out this Lactobacillus reuteri, though I have not tested it on myself yet. So let me experiment first. But like I said, the DOD is using it as well for stress relief in some clinical trials. So, and I know, though, that is a natural bacteria, Lactobacillus reuteri. Just make sure you see where it's from. Make sure it's from a reputable source. Some of the vitamin places like Swanson is, and they make a lot of their own vitamins. They have very high reviews. I like Swanson a lot. All right, so the gut bacteria not only affects your brain chemicals, but affects the immune system as well. And we know that DARPA is working on the shape-shifting immune system. We read about, and I mentioned yesterday, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation investing in these things that they call living therapeutics. We read this back a year or two ago. As a matter of fact, I put it in the notes from yesterday. So let's look at this one. Because these living therapeutics were all about being able to create pharmaceuticals inside of your body to treat disorders utilizing things such as gut bacteria. Now, of course, this story does not want to load. Oh, here it comes. Reprogramming gut bacteria as living therapeutics. And this is out of MIT News. Daily doses of synthetic biotics. And here's where we're going to put some connections together. Now, where is Georgie Porgy Church working? Oh, at Harvard and MIT. Yes. Where's Georgie Porgy Church's Weiss Institute getting funding from? Oh, DARPA. And they have created these bacteria cellular factories to make all kinds of mix and match synthetic things on an assembly line. Do all kinds of experimentation. And they also, I was reading yesterday, for a lot of this gut bacteria research, they are also using that DARPA body on a chip that we had talked about quite a number of times, but just recently it came up again. And one of the body organ units on a chip would be the gut, which I don't even know how that's possible, whether they're running some sort of simulation or what the hell they're doing. But they're using it to test some of these new, quote unquote, living therapeutics that they're coming up with. So again, caution in the breeze. It's all the same players that we keep covering over and over again that are part of this complex that is putting a net over us to bag, tag, and track everything you do. And your gut is the next thing that they are coming after in order to control your mind. And I know it sounds lunatic, but it is not. That is exactly what's going on here. Daily doses of synthetic biotics. And remember, too, one other thing. I've read that little four, five words twice and stopped. But remember, universal basic income is coming. Remember, the robots are coming to take all the jobs. Remember, the same people are creating all these super intelligence AIs that are going to be running the back ends, that are going to put us all out of jobs. But the universal basic income will take all care of it. It'll make sure we have housing and we'll have 21st century healthcare and we'll have food. It'll be their type of food. It'll be their type of healthcare. They'll give you some cash, whether it be a qubit or a dirty dollar, and I doubt they're going to have dollars by that point. It'll be a qubit with a chip in your hand. Just wave it. But it'll also be your smart home security device to get into your home, to drive your car, or get into the smart car, self-driving car. But remember, humans, when they have nothing to do, get bored. Humans, when they have nothing to do, tend to get unruly. And so they're going to have to find a way to get you to take your medication, except most of us would not willingly step right up and take medication, nor most of us would not willingly step right up, and I'm talking about those of us listening, and get some sort of unnecessary vaccination. But if it were snuck into our food and made spun some way to make you think that it's healthy, we probably would willingly take it, just like we'd put on our Fitbits thinking that we're competing against our friends to show how healthy we are in our exercising. I beat you, Johnny. Yeah, well, those Fitbits are also tracking when you sleep, when you sweat. They may even have a GPS location where you are. They might even have a little microphone, who the hell knows? Be able to hear everything you say. That's what our cell phones are doing right now. Now they're going to move it to the wearable. We talked about that transition from the smartphone mobile device to the wearable to the implantable. And they're already talking about the Fitbit for the nervous system, i.e. neural dust. It all makes sense, people. And this is moving faster than you can even imagine. I just saw something the other day. Some investor publication talking about artificial intelligence and just, you know, this burgeoning segment. Everybody is trying to get a piece of the pie. And these next 5 years are going to be explosive growth in AI. But with AI comes big pulsating brains in the cloud. They become smarter and smarter than humans, and even our smartest scientists and mathematicians and engineers. And so if we think that it's on fast forward now, and all this money and investment and smarty pants going into creating faster and more intelligent AI, guys, they're going to have a way. I mean, they're finding every chink in the human armor. Remember, we got them bagging and tagging every cell, trying to discover how to quote-unquote cure you. Remember, double-edged sword. Every time they figure out a cure, they also figure out a kill. Every time they figure out how to improve something, they also figure out how to deconstruct it. Careful what information you're trusting. And then, of course, add to that all this fake news. I heard last night Jake Anderson, DB, is in Rome. I'm not sure what he's doing there, but I bet he's having fun. I hope he's doing investigation into the Vatican. But DB is gone, so Claire Burnesh is going to be sitting in as a co-host for the next few weeks with Jake. And they brought up the whole fake news narrative and the Ministry of Truth. And we've covered all that. I mean, this has just been rolling out now for months. And, of course, Trump being in the White House now has just completely delegitimized any type of alternative reporting. And we have now the Ministry of Truth that is setting out facts. We have Google's and Facebook's and Microsoft's all providing you what they call quote-unquote verified news. That's a green check mark. I am going to say approved news by the Ministry of Truth. And Jake brought up a good point. Yes, the NDAA of 2013 is exactly where they legalized utilizing propaganda on the American public that used to only be authorized, not that they didn't do it before, but at least made it legal, but it used to only be authorized for us to utilize to bring democracy to other countries. Well, now we're trying to do it here. And remember, people, there's a whole agenda here. Eventually, we're going to discover that us puny humans can't make good decisions because we're so emotional. And of course, they're tinkering with controlling emotions with gut bacteria. Be careful what you ask for. But good old IBM Watson will be able to take care of it. Don't worry about it. He makes good decisions. Let's elect him for the next president. All right. So back to this Living Therapeutics. Daily doses of a synthetic biotic developed by a startup called Synalogic may sense and treat metabolic diseases. This was from just over a year ago, April 5th, 2016. An MIT spin-out called Synalogic is aiming to create a new class of medicines by reprogramming bacteria found in the gut. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. As a living therapeutic. You know, and what's amazing? I only made it through one sentence. That's amazing. Before breaking out. But what's amazing is that when we read about this a year ago, all the other pieces, they were out there, but they hadn't really fully fallen into place. But fast forward a year, everything is starting to fall into place now. And I really hope that I am not the only one that is seeing these dots connect, because it's frightening me. You know, I used to joke around about the 3D printed cricket nutraceutical protein in Disney shapes. It's going to be our dinner one of these days in the future. Once we have our Agenda 21, white walled apartments, and our Fitbit of the nervous system to monitor us at all times, and our little EEG, we read about those too, being able to like read your thoughts, read your brainwaves, do all kinds of fun things. They want $30 EEGs at every home and every school, and that again is a DARPA project. They got an RFP out right now. It's really, the panopticon is real. This full spectrum dominance is real. It is the military industrial complex that is driving all of this to be able to manipulate and control you at a cellular and even a bacterial level. Don't underestimate how dangerous this is. And we are just tra-la-lying along. Oh, look, it's got probiotics. Let's buy probiotic tea. Yay. You know, I almost fell for that. I almost fell for it. Based on research by its co-founders, MIT professor Tim Liu and Jim Collins, Synologics creates a so-called synthetic biotics, which sense and correct abnormalities that underlie some major diseases and rare genetic disorders. The human intestines, like we've discussed many times, are filled with trillions of bacteria called the microbiota that carry out vital health functions. Synologics synthetic biotics, which can be capsules, liquid suspensions, or other dosage forms, wink, that can be taken regularly. Of course, they don't tell you what other type of other dosage forms. But we found out that that guy who they didn't use his real name to protect his identity in the study that DARPA was doing, or the DOD and the VA were doing up in Denver with that L. Ruteroy, was just a gooey, syrupy liquid in a brown bottle. Augment, like augmented, the microbiota in your gut with a new metabolic capability, or they can even complement lost functionality in organs such as the liver. And that would be like some of those digestive enzymes. You know, I've been helping a few people figure out some liver issues. I had liver problems a while back, all because of medication that they put me on that took out my liver. It took me a long time to get that back. But if anyone having liver issues out there, take a look at turmeric and turmeric with the bioperine and milk thistle and dandelion. That's how I fixed mine. Over the last decade or so, and good gut bacteria. Over the last decade or so, the intricate connections between microbes and our bodies have become clearer and clearer. And it is well known now that the bacteria that live in our gut have a major influence on human health, says Liu, an associate professor of electrical engineering and computer science and biological engineering, as well as head of MIT Synthetic Biology Group, who serves as a scientific advisor to Synlogic. I bet you if we looked up this Liu, we'd find out he probably has some buddies in DARPA. I mean, did you hear what this dude is? And he's working on gut bacteria. He's a professor of electrical engineering and computer science. He's also a professor of biological engineering, which I found a long time ago. That's why I'm so interested in this, because it's just like a network, the way this is all working, just like little computers, the way they're, you know, flipping switches and then connecting stuff together. It's all the same sort of dynamic that's going on. But this dude's also the head of the synthetic biology group, so I'm sure he knows Georgie Porgy Church pretty damn well. And they're working on developing these synthetic biotics. We leverage, he says, that interface, good word, as a way of treating human disease. 2016, Synlogic raised an additional $40 million in a venture capital and secured its first industry partnership with a pharmaceutical company. Oh, and these guys are out of France, ABBVIE. For the partnership, Synlogic will collaborate with ABV to develop synthetic biotics for a potential treatment of inflammatory bowel disease, which may include probiotic microbes, programmed to detect intestinal inflammation, then produce anti-inflammatory molecules, or break down pro-inflammatory effectors. Now, again, what's so amazing is that this woman in the video, and I will link to that, that my listeners sent me last night, talked very much about being able to detect and react and produce medication while inside of you to treat illnesses. Now, I talk about inflammation quite often as being the root of all disease, and there are things that take down inflammation. Teas are good, like a green tea, not with the weirdo probiotics in it, just simple tea. Ginger, turmeric, those are all really good anti-inflammatories. Any of those flavonoids, like the, get some of those organic elderberries, the English elderberries. I put those in some tea. Thank you for that one too, Camille. They have those out there and they're not that expensive. And there's a lot of other things. Look them up. I mean, don't take what I say for any type of gospel, guys. Look it up. Do your own research. Make yourself educated so that when you're talking to someone about this, because I really want you guys to, like, spread this information, point this stuff out to people. People don't have any clue, and people just believe very naively that these people in authority, remember, in the white coats or, you know, in the big corporation with the big happy label with the smiling logo, Bear no longer has a 666 and the evil devil face in there. Oh no, they redesigned it in their logo. Look that one up. I was looking at that not too long ago again, and I was like, oh look, they got rid of the 666. I mean, guys, they place themselves in positions of authority that they don't necessarily deserve, and then they are tricking you. They are finding ways to manipulate your brain. And before it was only psychologically or using social mumbo jumbo. I mean, one of their new things is using this peer pressure to make it voluntary mandatory, right? We talked about that with this new bag, tag, and track for health insurance, and it's coming. It's coming. But now they've gotten to the point where they're trying to convince you that the people who are trying to warn you that there might be something to pay attention to are liars. The people trying to warn you are lunatics. The people who are doing this research now, and some of the only voices of reason, because their news is not mainstream, they must be wearing tinfoil hats. And that's not true. It is a complete and utter psyop. They have flip-flopped it on you. They are the ones that are trying to sell you some bill of goods. They don't want you to look behind the curtain. You know, your tra-la line all the way down the yellow brick road to the Wizard of Oz. Well, that wizard is just like the wizard was in that movie. Short, fat little guy in a green suit. Who isn't anything like you thought. Yet he wanted to seem powerful and almighty and have you follow his will. Well, that's what they're doing. Be subservient, Johnny. Listen to what we tell you. Don't look beyond what facts we have given you, because it's for your own good. Well, unless they take me out, guys, unless they zippity zap my brain somehow, transcranial stimulation, zap me from the sky with a laser beam to knock out that part of my brain that asks too many questions. And anybody out there, I don't think any of my friends I grew up with listen, because I don't know, I don't advertise this on my personal page doing the show, but anybody who knew me growing up, especially people who were in school with me, they know you'll just ask too many questions. But I did. I'm very curious, and I don't take things for face value. Blame it on my mother. Happy Mother's Day, by the way, this weekend to all the mothers out there. And for anyone who's ever been a parent knows, it is, you know, you don't have no idea what you're getting into when you do that. And then every year that goes on, you still have no idea what next year is going to bring because things change so fast. But it is something that changes you. It turns you into something else because of all the challenges. in your daily life. But happy Mother's Day to everybody. But yes, look, it as a mom, and this is something I was thinking about, really, people, we need to enable the mothers of the planet. You know, that mama bear instinct, that oxytocin that now DARPA is working on manipulating. They're looking at those, the Lactobacillus reuteri, because that does also help produce oxytocin. But that's a trust chemical. That trust chemical, that love chemical, that you love your child so much that you would do anything to protect that child. We need to tap into that, people. You know, this stuff is happening to our children. This stuff is going to be our children's future. And we need to protect our children. And just because you don't understand what they are doing, well, use your child's future and your child's life as your propellant to take the extra time late at night after everybody's sleeping and read a study or two, listen to a show or two, go through the notes and click a few links and try to see what I see. Because, guys, we need to fight this, or we at least need to educate our children to ask questions. I mean, obviously, in the future, if we're bag tagged and tracked from every direction where they can even tell if you're hiding something by the micro expressions on your face that are being monitored by the big AI eyeball, we're going to have to learn to keep a poker face, keep our thoughts to ourselves. And when we put on that EEG, and now they're even wireless, so you won't even have to put on a skull cap. You're going to have to keep your thoughts to yourself, too. Bury them deep down in until you have a quiet, private moment hidden down in a basement under concrete 10 feet deep. I don't know. I don't know. But we got to teach our kids, don't believe something because somebody told you. Something my mother beat into my head, not literally, but figuratively, coming from a very, very strict Catholic upbringing in the 40s. You know, she was brainwashed. She admits it. She said it. And for many years, she believed every piece of junk they fed into her brain. And it all ended up being a big control mechanism. And the day she realized that was a really huge day for her. Don't let them do it to you and your kids. Because now it's not the church. Now it's Big Brother. And Big Brother is real. And Big Brother is getting bigger every day. And he's going to turn into Jabba the Hutt. Big pulsating brain ball DNA storage living synthetic organism in a data center somewhere. But it's true. All right, anyway. Tuition Logic's main drug candidates, which were expected to enter clinical trial within the next 12 months. So 12 months was last month, 2017 of April. Are to treat rare genetic metabolic disorders. And we've read about one of these disorders before in regards to something else, and that's treating PKU, which involves a dangerous excess of amino acids, the amino acid phenylalanine, due to a mutation in another metabolic enzyme. The other is a disorder called UCD, which is caused by an enzyme deficiency that leads to a toxic buildup of ammonia in the blood. Synalogic's drug processes and Synalogic drugs process and flush out the toxic metabolites from the body. So wait a minute, Synalogic's drugs process. So what's that? They produce drugs inside of you to kill them and then flush out toxic metabolites from the body. And I don't know how they do that. But again, caution, 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 ding, ding, Will Robinson. Think of Synalogic drugs like biological thermostats, says Collins, the Termeer Professor of Medical Engineering and Science at MIT's Department of Biological Engineering and the Institute for Medical Engineering and Sciences, who also chairs Synalogic Scientific Advisory Board. Guys, these are a lot of really smart dudes way high up the food chain at MIT. Again, dotted line to Georgie Porgy Church and DARPA and the Weiss Institute of Biologically Inspired Engineering. Instead of identifying and regulating the temperature of a room, he says the synthetic biotics detect and regulate the amount of an enzyme or a metabolic byproduct in the human body. You know, one thing I noticed that this article no longer says, and it did originally, is that they got some of their venture capital funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And here it now just says it raised an additional $40 million. That used to be in this story because we covered it, because I couldn't believe that Bill Gates was in the middle of this as well. Big brother, edit, repost. Think of Synalogic's drugs, like I said, biological thermostats. And for more than a decade at Boston University and MIT, Collins and Liu, who is Collins' former student, have been developing quote-unquote genetic circuits for bacteria. And we talked about that, too, when that first came out. They can literally program life just like it were a little computer or a little circuit board. And this includes on-off switches made from synthetic, either DNA or RNA, that instruct the bacteria to count, store memory, and even perform logic. So they have turned bacteria utilizing synthetic DNA or RNA into little mini freaking computers, biological computers at that, that then they're going to tell you can cure you, and they want to get it in your gut. Again, see the connection? Oh, here. Bill and Melinda Gates are mentioned further down. Collins and Liu have been using genetic circuits to program this bacteria to seek out and to cure infection. In 2011, this approach earned Collins funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to engineer bacteria to detect cholera and then produce targeted antimicrobial peptides to treat it. And yeah, I bet they visited Africa to test that one out. A few years ago, Liu and Collins, along with several venture capitalists, launched Synalogic. So yes, they took this little company, sprinkle funded it, and then spun it out into a new IPO to focus on commercializing, quote, a new class of therapeutics based on living cells. In 2014, Synalogic came out of stealth mode, securing a $30 million in additional funding from venture firms and the Gates Foundation. Since then, Synalogic has worked primarily on programming our favorite love to hate, E. coli. Remember, they're even using E. coli to do CRISPR and all kinds of different things. E. coli nissle, which is a strain of bacteria derived from the gut that is also widely and safely used as a probiotic. But this program, E. coli nissle, Liu says, provides greater precision, safety, and efficacy for disease treatment compared with traditional methods. You know, that's something that I really want to dig into. Can E. coli nissle be programmed to CRISPR cells? That would be interesting, especially considering that they're so close to Georgie Porgy Church, who was the guy that kind of spearheaded CRISPR. Could they then get us to take this stuff and then, you know, in the name of quote-unquote curing diseases in our gut and producing antibiotics and producing anti-inflammatories and producing enzymes and antimicrobials and peptides, could they also unzip and zip DNA? I don't know. Honestly, guys, in New York State, they now have made a four-year education at any of our amazing state universities here in New York free for residents. And I am almost thinking that it might be time to go back and get another degree. And this time it might be in some sort of biological engineering or at least biotech of some sort. I am in a level here where I've learned about as much as I really can learn without getting into some really high-end stuff that I don't understand all the intricacies of. It would be very beneficial to figure out what these lunatics are doing if I understood more. So I don't know, I'm tinkering around with that. Not that I want to go back to school at 50. Could you imagine Like, how stupid would I be? But on the other hand, wow, could I really put a shiv in some of the bullshit that they're trying to sell us out there with this 21st century medicine if I just understood more? The programmed E. coli Nissel Lou says provides greater precision, safety, and efficacy for disease treatment compared with traditional methods. For inflammatory bowel diseases such as Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, for example, the current treatments include small molecule drugs and antibodies with anti-inflammatory properties, but the challenge is getting the right dose. And remember, too, that glyphosate just decimates your gut. So you want to fix yourself? Don't go taking any of this crap. Just get the glyphosate out of your diet. Stop eating processed foods. Eat healthy. Get some organic stuff and do some healthy, natural probiotics that are out there. Find some reputable sources and try to fix yourself before you go to these places that want to use you as a guinea pig. Synlogic can program microbes to detect inflammation and then make anti-inflammatory molecules right at the site of inflammation, as well as produce molecules that positively impact the immune system function. Then there is a rare but debilitating urea cycle disorder, which affects only 2,000 to 6,000 people in the United States. But hey, don't worry about it, because we're working on finding a cure for that, even though there's only 2,000 to 6,000 people out there that have it. Yeah, it'll be a chink in the human armor. That's why they're spending money on that. But it impairs their ability to process ammonia and the ammonia when it builds up in the body and reaches the brain, leads to brain damage, death, coma. And the worst things ever. The best available treatment right now is a liver transplant. But we're going to fix that as well. So in the end, based on their preclinical data, Synlogic's treatments have reached potential clinical levels of efficacy not often seen in synthetic biology. Synlogic is programming these probiotic microbes to consume ammonia and phenylalanine in these examples and are reaching the level that are expected to be clinically meaningful, which is quite remarkable. So careful, guys, where your probiotics come from. All right, have an awesome Friday. Make sure you stick around. Live radio next. I'm cutting off the shows for the weekend. Have a happy Mother's Day, and I will catch up with you on Monday. Everybody take care.